Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Good morning and welcome to an hour of mind power. My name is Donna Sebo and I'm delighted to share this next hour with you. We are on live, so if you should be listening to this broadcast, know that you're going to have the opportunity to call in to the show. Now, we will be giving a toll-free number out, and I know that there is a brand new one that has been evolved. It's worldwide. But let me give you also an 888-268-4313 number. That's 888-268-4313. And then I'm also going to be giving you later on the brand new 800 number that anybody can call into from anywhere in the world. And what I'm going to be doing during this hour is giving you the opportunity, if you so desire, to be able to call into the show. And I will be happy to do an intuitive impression of you. It's often called a reading, and I think that's a very good term to use, because that's what I'm actually doing. I am literally, via the mind, reading information about you, the individual. So you can call into the station. Another number is 530-876-3222, and I'll be glad to do a spontaneous impression for you, and also answer one question if you so desire. Now, through this program, you're going to find I give a lot of information out about a lot of different things, and that's what makes this program so much fun. Also, you'll be hearing about how you can contact me if you so desire and find out about my newsletter, etc. But before we go any further, I wanted to share a story with you. I find that in my talking with business people every day, in interacting with people in professions relative to a street cleaner, to the president, CEO of a company, the standard of excellence for an individual to demonstrate, to perform, is what everybody wants. And it has saddened me when I have encountered the attitudes of so many people that say, oh, I don't need to do that extra something. I don't need to go that extra mile. Doesn't make any difference. Nobody cares. Well, a very dear friend of mine, whose name is Steve Agbaba, bless his soul, he moved on from this experience many years ago. However, Steve, as a mentor in broadcasting, had an attitude. And he had an attitude that he called the two P's. It's personal pride. The two P's, personal pride. And as a broadcaster, he was just exceptional. He was one of the fastest talking guys you could ever, ever encounter on the air. I've known not only one other individual like him. But as an individual that I worked with for years, this man had such a sense of integrity about everything that he did, and he had such a sense of enthusiasm. He posed a very good example for me, and I was so grateful to have had the good fortune of being in his working environment. But he had a standard that when he was on the air, he always wanted to give the best. He always had to be the best. And his area of specialty was sports. And he had a passion for it that was unexcelled by anyone else. Audiences were mesmerized by what he did. Now, I'm sharing this with you because I want to share with you a story about a man called Charles F. Kettering. You may or may not have heard of him. I hadn't heard very much about him. He's a noted scientist and also an inventor. And he believed that the difference between ordinary performance and living an ordinary life and extraordinary performance and an extraordinary life is just doing a little bit extra. That was his attitude. Just give a little bit more. Now, you hear a lot of people whine. They tell you why they're not up to par. They tell you why they're not performing. They always have a whole list of excuses. But let me tell you Charlie's story. Now, he was very renowned as a scientist, as and also as an inventor. And he had an attitude that he had developed through his own life experience, believing that the easiest way to overcome defeat was simply to ignore completely the possibility of failure and to keep forging ahead. Now, he was asked to speak at Denison University on this theme, and he told his own story. He had been given a real tough project assignment, and he just didn't know what to do with it. It was far beyond his capabilities. So he had a young research worker that was on his team, and at the time, this was General Motors that he was working with. And he thought, I don't have a clue how to work with this, but you know what? I'm going to check out this young guy. He's got a whole different level of thinking, and I want to see how this young man is going to react to this difficult problem. So, you know what he did? He turned this problem over to this young man, didn't give him any notes about the project and the failures that had already been filed and were on record about why this project could not make it. Now, these notes, these failures, had been written by expert researchers. It included an abundance of statistics and formulas that were definitely proving that this project was going to work. Now, he didn't show this at all to the young researcher. What he had done was turned over to this young man an impossible task. This was impossible. He was never, ever going to be able to complete it. After all, these experts had already made that determination. They had examined every possibility. Well, this young research worker set his mind to the project at hand and worked day and night for weeks. This was personal to this young man. And he took it on. He was like a tiger. And he had a tiger by the tail, and he absolutely refused to give up or think the project was impossible. One day, he showed up at Kettering's office, smiling, and he put some information in front of him. The young man had completed the impossible project. He had done it. And Charles Kettering said, a little extra time, a little extra effort, a little extra care, a little extra attention. And in this young man's case, this young researcher's case, he gave a whole bunch, made it his first priority. And when he did that, he achieved something that was absolutely beyond anybody's expectations, because after all, the experts knew what could not be possible. Don't you have problems in your life? Don't you have things where you think there's just never, ever going to be that possibility of achieving something? Let me tell you. This universe has infinite possibilities, and I'm not saying that lightly. I would never have dreamed in a million years that I was going to be doing internet broadcasting. That was totally out of my thinking sphere, and here I am. In fact, we're going to come up on Monday, starting our daily show from 3 to 4 every afternoon. And I get to spend the time with you. I'm really excited about that. A whole new medium. Go the extra mile. Take a chance. Give extra attention. And whether you have an audience in front of you or not, you're going to give it your best shot. And you're not going to stand down in attitude. And this is so important. You do not stand down in attitude so well. Why should I give them the best of what I have? Maybe, gee, they're not going to pay me extra for my time. They're not going to do this. They're not going to do that. I want you to remember the young researcher. He was given the challenge. The challenge was there. He said, I have got something special here. I'm going to tackle this. I'm being given this opportunity. The worst case scenario is that he would have failed. The best case scenario was that he succeeded. And he didn't give up until he found out what the options were and how this project could be made to work. And do you know the result of that? The result of that is, and was, I should say, with Kettering, he knew his limitations, but he didn't put any limitations on that young man. In fact, he had a faith of his own kind. He said, what have I got to lose? I toss this challenge out to this young man, and he's going to be able to stand up to the mark or not, but I'm going to see what kind of metal he's made of. What do you think he thought about this young man after that was accomplished? I bet you he was really, really impressed. You know he was, because he shared his story at the university that he was asked to speak to, and the group of young students that were there. And I think those of us that are mature in life need to remember, no matter where we've gone in our life experience, we always have some wisdom to share. But there's also someone out there that if they do not believe that something is not possible, they're not going to buy into it. They're going to say, hey, let me take it on. And sometimes in life that's what we need to do. If we don't have the answers, who can you reach out to? Just a thought for this afternoon. If you're facing some problems or challenges, who can you talk to? Who can you ask questions of? Is there someone close to you, or maybe a perfect stranger who has an expertise that you would like to utilize? Give them a call. If you don't ask, you don't get. If Kettering hadn't asked this young man if he was willing to take on the challenge, would the problem have ever been solved? No. It probably, the project would have been just shelved. And someone, maybe 500 years from now, would have come up with a concept and said, oh, gee whiz. Kettering's group at General Motors had this concept. Wonder why somebody wasn't smart enough to figure it out. But this young man did. So remember, with the universe, there is no limit. Remember, there's always going to be someone out there that's smarter than you, someone that's better looking than you, someone that's uglier than you, someone that's dumber than you. There's always the diversification. Don't ever be afraid to ask for help if you need it. And if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight, well, you're going to have the opportunity to do that during this next hour. And I know we have 1-888-268-4313 number, and when we come back from break, which I know we're going to be taking in a couple of minutes, I want you to have the pad of paper handy, and I want you to have a pen handy, because we're going to give you out the new worldwide 800 number. And when that comes out, then anybody in the world is going to be able to call in, and it is going to be a toll-free call for you. Now, during this next hour, I also want to let you know I have got a wonderful, wonderful chocolate chip oatmeal bar recipe. If you're a person that has a sweet tooth, but you don't like to spend a lot of time cooking, this you're going to love. Also, I've got some information on the latest scam that's come out on the internet regarding people trying to access your information. Well, I'll be sharing some of that with you. And also, oh, so much different stuff on science, etc. But more than anything else, I enjoy sharing my intuitive skills with you. And should you want to call in later on in the hour after the break, then feel free to do so. It will be my delight to be able to share those skills with you. And you will be welcome to ask a question. And all I need from you when you call in is your first name or your initial, and then just let me say my thing. I don't need your birthday or anything else. Just let me do what I do best. Now, before we go to break, I want to share another resourceful bit of information, and it is just absolutely delightful. I think so often when we're working, we spend so much of our time in the office, don't you? So much time in the office, even if you've got a home business, you are in an office and you're busy. Well, Lisa Marie out of Brooklyn, New York, because she worked so many long hours, she said this was her experience, and I thought it was just delightful. She had five coworkers, and they used to go up on the office roof deck, and they would take their lunches and they'd spend time together. But then when the cooler temps started coming around, the group couldn't go up there to eat anymore. It's too cold. Well, what they decided they were going to do was do something a little bit different. They decided that on Mondays, they were going to go into a conference room, and they were going to start cooking meals for each other, and everybody took a turn. Well, one person brought in a Sicilian type of a chili, and everybody just loved it so much. She said, oh boy, let's make this something. We're having such a good time. Everybody takes turns, and she said, we had a colleague from India that prepared slow-cooking lentils and fragrant basmati rice. Another woman made some tasty tacos. There's all kinds of good things. Well, as it turned out, their lunch brunch, when the warmer temperatures started coming up, just like it is now, she said, we're continuing the same thing. We don't have brown bags now. We're doing something special every Monday. Good thing to do, don't you think? Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Don't you go away. We are coming right back, and those phone lines are going to be open if you'd like to chat. Don't you go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Good morning, this is Donna Sebo. This is an hour of mind power. Telephone lines are now open should you want to call in. Let me give you our brand new toll-free number worldwide, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Now, if you'd like to call in during this hour, to chat with me, let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I would be delighted to do that. No matter where you are in the world or in this wonderful country of ours, this is the telephone number you call into, 877-876-5227. And I'll repeat it again, this is a brand new number, 877-876-5227. And you're going to be able to chat with me, and all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and I want to know where you're calling from, and that's all it takes. And then I'll show you how I use my mind skills and how it can light up your life with a little bit of insight. Now, as with it, always with the Donna Sebo Show, you're going to want to have a pad of paper and a pen handy, and I'm going to share with you a little bit of information about a scam that's occurring on the Internet, and you need to be savvy about this because the Internet, everything and anything goes, but you want to be savvy so that you don't have your privacy violated in any way. And then after this, I'll give you the wonderful recipe for the chocolate, yes, chocolate, that wonderful, wonderful elixir of life, the chocolate chip oatmeal bar. Easy, easy, easy to make, great for kids, and it's just going to tickle your taste buds. Okay. Here's the latest information, and this is information that David Horowitz put out. When I came across it, I said, oh boy, I've got to share this with my listeners, because though we're past the tax season, there are so many things going on the Internet, and it's just a red flag you need to pay attention to. Identity theft scammers are posing as IRS. Yes, they're posing here in the United States as IRS service people. And what they have been doing is notifying taxpayers that they might be entitled to an outstanding tax refund and urging the viewers on the Internet to click a link that leads to an official-looking website. Now, these people are extremely skilled. And you're going to look at this website and you're going to think, yes, this is the IRS. The site will ask you for your Social Security number and/or your credit card number. Under no circumstances, give it to them. They have another variation on this theme. They use email to tell taxpayers that they're under audit and could clear up the problem by divulging selected private financial information. Red flag. You do not do that. The IRS does not use email to notify taxpayers about their accounts. So if you ever have any doubt, if someone calls you, and you know what? This goes for PayPal. This goes for so many of these big companies. I can't tell you how many different things I've gotten on my email over the years where you open them up and it looks like the real thing. Don't fall for it. What you want to do is contact the offices of these firms, these businesses directly, so that you're not going to be abused in any way. Now, with the IRS, if you have any of this stuff that comes to you, just remember, they have a toll-free number. You can call them directly. That's what they're there for. 800-829-1040. That's 800-829-1040. Don't take a chance. Don't let anybody mess up your credit, mess up your life in any way, shape, or form, because you have fallen prey to what looks like the real thing. Don't do it. Check it out. It's a good habit to develop. I think that applies over so many different areas. Don't you know that? I think so, because I've had to learn that the hard way. Now, by the way, this is Donna Sebo. If you're listening to this broadcast for the first time, I am a mental practitioner psychic, and I'm delighted to share my intuitive insights with you. You can call me at our brand new toll-free number that goes worldwide, 877-876-5227, and I'd be delighted to give you insight as it is given to me to share with you. And you're welcome to ask a question. The only thing I ask of you is you give me your first name or your initial and then where you would be calling in from. Okay, I've been telling you we have a delicious chocolate chip oatmeal bar recipe. This is so easy. We only have 6 ingredients with this recipe. Have that pad of paper handy. Here goes. You're going to need 1/2 cup of butter, 1/2 cup of butter, 1/3 cup of superfine sugar, 1/3 cup of superfine sugar. And by the way, if you want to make sugar superfine, pop it in your Cuisinart, or if you have one of those grinders, like a coffee grinder or something, put a third of a cup of sugar in there and just let it grind away, and it'll make it extremely fine. So you can buy it that way, or you can fix it yourself. And then you need 1 tablespoon of light corn syrup, 1 tablespoon of light corn syrup, and then 4 cups of rolled oats, 1/2 cup of dark chocolate chips, 1/2 cup of dark chocolate chips, and 1/3 cup of golden raisins. Now, you can also substitute some other ingredients for the raisins and the chips if you want. But let's just stick with the basic recipe for right now. All you're going to need is an 8-inch square pan. You want to spray it with some nonstick cooking spray. And then you're going to take and put in a saucepan the butter. You're going to take the sugar and the light corn syrup, mix it all together, and cook over low heat, not hot, low heat. And you stir it constantly until the butter and the sugar have melted and everything is well blended. And then what you do is remove the pan from the heat. And the oats, you stir in with a wooden spoon until they're well coated. Then you add your chocolate chips and the raisins and mix well to combine all of them thoroughly. Now, you don't beat this. You just gently mix it. I like to use a large spatula. It's just so nice and easy and everything gets coated so well. Then you take those ingredients, you turn it into your prepared 8-inch square cake pan, and then just lightly press down with your fingers. If you don't want your fingers to stick, take a little bit of cooking oil, put it on them, or spray your fingers with some oil, and then just lightly, and then nothing will stick to your fingers when you've pressed down. And you bake it in a preheated oven at 350 degrees for about 30 minutes, and then after it's baked, cool it slightly, and then cut it into bars or squares. Or I should say, no, let me correct myself there. You mark it. Make marks with the knife that where you want it to cut. And when it's almost cold, then you cut into the bars or squares and you transfer them to a wire rack until they're cold. So remember, when they come out of the oven, you want to score it, whether you want just bars or little tiny squares, however you want to serve it. And once it's just about totally at room temperature and cold, you then want to cut it, transferring it again to the wire rack to make sure that it's just going to be perfect. But this will last up to a week if you keep them in an airtight container. Now, you can always add, if you want to take some of the oats and you want to add different nuts or sunflower seeds or extra dried fruit, you can take some of the oats that you have there. You have 4 cups of rolled oats. If you wanted to add another cup of dried fruit or nuts, you can do that too. But there's the basic recipe for you. And oh, it is so good. It is so easy. And if you've got kids and they have a sweet tooth, this is also healthy. So it's a recipe you can experiment with and you can try. And I know that your family is going to really enjoy it. Donna Sebo here. And if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, feel free to do that. All you have to do is call into 877-876-5227. 1-800-227, and that's a worldwide toll-free number. Also, I want to let you know that the Donna Sebo Show is going to be heard Monday through Friday on bbsradio.com, 3 to 4 every afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. So just know we're going to be a regular every afternoon, so tell your friends starting Monday, May the 1st, we're going to be having this broadcast from 3 to 4 in the afternoon, and we're going to be just delighted to be able to interact with so many of you. So if you'd like to call in this morning, 877-876-5227 is the number to call in to. Now, I've got some questions for you. Can you name the one sport in which neither the spectators nor the participants know the score or the leader until the contest ends? And do you know what famous North American landmark is constantly moving backward? How about vegetables? There are only two that can live to produce on their own for several growing seasons. All other vegetables must be replanted every year. What are the only two perennial vegetables around? Think about that. And then I have two more questions for you. What fruit has its seeds on the outside? And this last one's a doozy. In many liquor stores, you can buy pear brandy with a real pear inside the bottle. The pear is whole and ripe, and the bottle is genuine. It has not been cut in any way. Now, how did that pear get inside that bottle? Do you have a clue? Well, when we come back from break, which we're going to be going to, I'm going to give you some answers, and I think some of them are going to surprise you. Now, this was sent to me from Dagmar, and I want to thank Dagmar. And by the way, if you have stories or special things that you'd like to share, whether it's regarding nutrition or anything else, send it to me via my email, donna@delphiinternational.com, and that's delphiinternational.com. And then I will be reviewing this material. I can't promise you that I'll share it on the air, but if you've got a good story, a good joke, information, send me an email, and I review it. And if I'm able to use it on the air, then by golly, your name will be mentioned. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Give me a call if you'd like to chat and let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227, our new international call-in number for anybody, anywhere in the world, anywhere in this wonderful country of ours. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be coming right back. Don't go away.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Good morning, Donna Sebo here. If you're listening to this broadcast for the first time, I want to invite you to call in if you would like to chat with me. Our toll-free number, we have a brand new one, and this is worldwide, 877-876-5227. I also want to announce that as of Monday, I'm going to be doing a regular radio show on bbsradio.com from 3 to 4 every afternoon. And the shows will be archived, so if you should miss the show, just know you can always go in and you can listen to the program later on. And again, 877-876-5227 is our number. And if you'd like to call in this morning and ask me a question, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, just let me tell you what I see, and we'll take it from there. And it's very simple. And you're welcome to ask again, like I said, a question afterwards. So Donna Sebo here, 877-876-5227. Now, a lot of research is being done about very, very many things. And we are constantly being given information. And this, I thought, was just a lot of fun to hear about. We don't need to be feeling guilty when we take breaks. Now, isn't that just going to make your day? Well, the researchers, I don't know why they thought they needed to investigate this aspect, but there were some neuroscientists at MIT that decided they wanted to see if rats would give us information about the wisdom of taking breaks. Well, they found out the rats are very wise relative to this. In fact, when you take breaks, it actually can help you learn. Now, this is what they found. Rats take pauses after they explore an unfamiliar maze. And during the time that they're pausing, apparently they are repeatedly reviewing a backward version of the route that they went through the maze, and they are cementing memories of the steps they needed to reach the goal of getting out of it. Now, David Foster had a team of people that worked with him to zero in on this process, and this is what they did. They placed tiny wires into the rats' brains and then eavesdropped on their brain cells, their individual brain cells, and how they were communicating. The neurons that lit up during the experiments apparently lie in a region known to form short-term memories. But as those cells play the memory again and again, 10 times faster than the original experience, the rest of the brain has lots of opportunities to absorb the information and to place it into long-term storage. And this is what David Foster said. He said, this implies that it's not just during an experience that learning occurs. If we're right with what we have discovered, the period after the experience is just as important, maybe more important. So they feel that these results may explain previous studies showing that people and animals learn best when given breaks between tasks and provide a persuasive new justification to allow us to daydream. Gee whiz, I never knew we had to have a justification for that, but I guess there's a first time for everything. I think daydreaming, allowing the mind to problem solve, is absolutely imperative. How many inventors have you heard about, researchers, that they have formed a discipline of laying down and just saying, I'm going to take a nap, putting the problem in the forefront of their mind, laying down, taking a nap, and in their dream, or maybe in that twilight space before you go into a deep sleep, all of a sudden everything comes into view. Let me tell you a story about an engineer, and this came from a man that I learned the story through him because he knew this engineer personally. And the story went as such. This engineer was part of a team that was working on a high-rise building. They had a major problem with the air conditioning system. They had a deadline they had to meet, and this air conditioning system was a nightmare. The whole thing did not work the way everything had been described it was supposed to work. The long and short of that was they were going to be penalized heavily if they didn't complete it by the deadline, which was just like about 3 or 4 days away. And the boss was going around absolutely doing all of the brainstorming possible. The engineers, including this particular gentleman, were just beside themselves. They just racked their brains. They went over the plans. They went over everything that they had. They said, what are we going to do? We cannot not have this finished. We are going to be totally destroyed financially if this isn't fixed. Well, at the end of the working day, the guys had worked their max. They couldn't do any more. This engineer goes home. As it turned out, he had an office in his home, and he was sitting at his drafting board, and he was thinking to himself, there's got to be an answer to this. There's got to be an answer to this. And he'd taken some of the documents home that needed to be looked at involving the high-rise project. And he just was stymied, but he just kept looking, and he sort of went into this altered state. And while he was in that altered state, he happened to look up above his drafting table, and there in front of him, in front of his physical eyes, was a hologram. That's how he described it. He said it was a hologram of the entire air conditioning system. Now, he just sat there, and he was watching this hologram that was in front of him. And he said when he looked at it, with the engineering understanding that he had, remember, he had these plans that were in front of him, he noticed there had been corrections made. And as he looked at this, he was observing the corrections, and he started putting the corrections down on a piece of paper in front of him. Now, the hologram did not go away, and he continued to look at this hologram, and he had the thought, I wonder what this would look like upside down. The hologram turned upside down for him. He was stunned. And immediately he saw other aspects that were correctly in place that were not correctly in place on site. So he very carefully put everything down. As soon as he had all of the information down, poof, the hologram disappeared. Well, he goes into work early the next morning. He didn't get very much sleep. He was so excited. He could hardly wait until the boss came in. He walks in the early hours of morning, said, "I've got the solution," and he laid out all the information for his boss. His boss looked at all of it, and he looked at him, and he asked him, "How'd you do this? How'd you come up with the information?" And he said, "Boss, you'll never believe me if I tell you. Let's get going. This'll work." He said, "It will work. Let's go." So before the deadline, they got the whole job done. Well, after everything was finished, all of the furor of confusion and anxiety had dissipated. The boss called this engineer into his office. He said, "I want you to have a seat." And everybody was just in such a positive mood. And he said, "I want to ask you a question. I want to know where you got the information. Where did you get this information that you brought into the office? It was 100% correct. Where did it come from?" And he said, "I told you, you're not going to believe me if I tell you." He said, "Trust me. I want to know what happened." So the engineer related his story and how this hologram appeared in front of him, etc. His boss looked at him very quietly. He said, "I want you to know that I've had the very same experience myself. And I'm just glad you were smart enough to pay attention. Thank you." So often, when we hear stories like this, or when someone has what might be called a psychic experience or a serendipitous experience, we think that it's just exclusive to that one person, to that one situation, to that one condition. And the truth is, it's going on all the time. I've been involved in the work of mind for over 35 years. And what I have learned is you never put a limitation on the mind. Not ever. As soon as you do, someone's going to burst it into or bust it up into a gazillion pieces. Who you are and what you are is so unlimited in so many ways. And the key is to understand that when you have a problem or something is going on, you may not be able to figure it out logically, but it may pop in the most unusual way, and you must be prepared for it. I often like to encourage people when they're especially interested in exploring their intuitive skills or capabilities, and it just demonstrates itself in so many wonderful ways, that you take the time, first of all, to educate yourself the best you can, but also make it okay to acknowledge it. Don't look at it as it's something horrific and bad that could be affecting your life. I'm so grateful that I was introduced into the psychic area at such a young age because it allowed me to meet up with some very, very talented people and enabled me to explore and expand my own talents and capabilities that are still growing and expanding to this day. And that's part of what this programming is about. It enables me to share my skills and talents with you, and it may enable you to discover your own talents and to be able to develop your own resources. And that's what this mind power process is truly about. And you know what? There's no big secret here. If there is a secret, it is overcoming ignorance, superstition, and fear. Now, that may sound like an odd secret, but if you want to imprison someone, if you want to take the rights of individuality away, if you want to keep someone in poverty, ignorance, fear, superstition, those are three of our greatest enemies. And in my mind's view, that has been the greatest enemy of knowledge and expansion forever. We often fear what we don't understand. So when it comes to developing your own intuitive capabilities, don't let fear, ignorance, and superstition get in your way. Understand that there is no limit in what you're capable of doing and in what the mind can demonstrate. There is no limitation. There's an old adage, the sky's the limit. That doesn't even apply. The universe is not limited. We haven't a clue. We like to think we do. As far as how far it goes, we honestly don't know. So understand, you are someone not unlike this engineer that thought he could never resolve a condition because he didn't have an understanding. His inexperience wasn't there. But somewhere, the information came through. And it came through in the form of a hologram. You might be surprised something like that might happen to you one day, or to someone that you know. And this would help them to understand that it's not something to be feared. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. When we come back, the phone line is open if you would like to chat with me. Let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 is the number to call in to. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Good morning. This is Donna Siebel with the Mind Power Show. I'd be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. You can call me at 877-876-5227. I want you to know also that these shows will be archived as of Monday. I will be on regularly 5 days a week from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. So set that up, bookmark it, and just know that on bbsradio.com, you're going to have some wonderful programming, and we're going to be there all the time for you. Now, I wanted to answer the questions. Remember, I presented some questions to you earlier in the hour. The first one was to name the sport in which neither the spectators nor the participants know the score or the leader until the contest ends. You figure that one out? It's boxing. Now, what North American landmark constantly is moving backward? Did you figure that one out? Well, it's Niagara Falls. And the reason that that is happening is that the rim is worn down about 2.5 feet each year because of the millions of gallons of water that rush over it every minute. Now, what are those two vegetables that can live to produce on their own for several growing seasons? Asparagus and rhubarb. And I bet you figured out the one that has about the fruit with the seeds on the outside. It's our beloved strawberry, which we're finding abundantly present in all of our wonderful stores right now. Delicious fruit. Now, the big question was, how did the pear get inside the brandy bottle? It grew inside the bottle, and this is how it's done. The bottles are placed over pear buds when they're small, and the bottles are then wired into place on the tree. It's left in place on the stem for the entire growing season. When the pears are ripe, they're snipped off at the stems, and that's how the pear gets into the bottle. Fascinating stuff. I just love people's ingenuity. There's always somebody coming up with an idea. And that's like Joel Schindel, who's an MIT electrical engineer. Now, how many times have you had a toy or you've got a cell phone, and your battery isn't going? We all know about that delightful commercial on television where that particular rabbit is just going. However, we all know batteries do have a lifespan. And if you've ever had a cell phone that's suddenly gone dead, you know that batteries are the weak link in mobile electronics. Well, Joel thinks that we are just about ready for what they call the ultracapacitor. I've never heard of this. This is something in my mind that's just absolutely awesome. And Joel says they're better than batteries in almost every way, except in the amount of energy that they store. And they're working on overcoming that limitation, and it's moving along pretty quickly. Now, unlike batteries, which produce voltage from a chemical reaction, capacitors store electricity between a pair of metal plates. The larger the area of the plates and the smaller the space between them, the more energy this capacitor can hold. Now, Joel's group had a very radical idea. They decided they were going to cover the plates with millions of microscopic filaments known as carbon nanotubes. These tiny tubes vastly expand the surface area, creating a perfect sponge. A sponge for electricity. He said, now we can expect to store an amount of energy that is comparable to what batteries store, and they are going to go beyond that. A capacitor-powered cell phone could be charged in minutes or seconds instead of hours. And we all have to keep our cell phones plugged in when they're not being used, because when you take them off that plug, you know that you have to depend on your battery. Now, since capacitors can be reused indefinitely, environmental waste from discarded batteries would become a thing of the past. Wouldn't that be awesome? He said, we feel we're coming very rapidly into the positioning where battery-free bliss may be less than 5 years away. Can you imagine what other levels that could be taken to? All because someone is curious and or sees a need and says, I want to explore this option. It's so fascinating. People are out there, and it should be exciting to you, because you never have anything that is absolutely there. We're always growing and expanding and doing new things. And speaking of growing and expanding and doing new things, I'm going to share with you that on my Monday show, we're going to be having a fabulous guest, Corky Meyer. In fact, I want to let you know about my guests that are coming up. Corky Meyer is a test pilot, and he was a test pilot involved with that process for a number of years, and he published Corky Meyer's Flight Journal. This is absolutely awesome. If you love planes, if you love history, man, this is something you're going to want to know about. You're going to want to have it in your library. Also, we're going to be talking with Carlana Stone Lawson. This is a woman that is a very well-known television talk show host, especially on the East Coast. Her story is incredible. And her book is called Never Give Up. Carlana is a woman that should be an inspiration for all of us, because she is permanently disabled, and she didn't allow that to upset her life. So you're going to hear her story. Then we're going to be talking with Walter Weston. His publication is Emotional Release Therapy. Walter is a very mature man who has studied with some of the most profound healers in the world, and he has developed a technique called ERT that he'll be sharing with us during next week. That'll be next Wednesday. Then we're going to be talking about Ruth King, and we're going to be talking about business. And this is the ugly truth about small business. Now, you may think that that's a negative title, but not really. What Ruth is doing is giving insight and information. So if you're deciding you want to go into business for yourself, if you've got that entrepreneur soul, you're going to want to do this. My goodness, we're out of time. This is Donna Siebel. I'll be talking with you live on Monday from 3 to 4. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a great day. Talk to you on Monday.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.